All right, earlier today, I had the chance to talk to Tony La Russa on the Quicken Loans, on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, a chance to get into a variety of topics, including a charity very close to his heart, a very cool activity of turning dogs who are rescued into service dogs for returning veterans who have PTSD. Tony La Russa joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Joining us now here on Pushing the Odds, he was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 2014, former Cardinals manager and current vice president with the Boston Red Sox. He is Tony La Russa joining us on the program. Tony, Matt Peralta, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm enjoying the All-Star break and especially this opportunity to talk about something that's become very important with ARFA, and that's this Pets and Vets program and the support from Dog Chow to hopefully add $500,000 to our program.
ARF is the Animal Rescue Foundation. You're the co-founder of this, and it typically costs $15,000 to train a service dog, and you guys are trying to take service dogs, rescues, and turn them into service dogs. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it started, ARF is 27 years ago, 91 February. We wanted to rescue dogs and cats because they were being euthanized. A few years later, we realized there was a complementary mission, that is, dogs and cats have this unique opportunity to affect in a positive way people with different needs because of their unconditional love. So we've done that for 24 years. 6 years ago, we realized that the veterans that were coming back from the Middle East, a lot of times with PTSD, brain trauma, that reorienting themselves into society, a dog could be a very special vehicle for that. We tried it. We've had success, 600 matches in the 6 years, and they were just companions. And then in 2016, we started realizing that you could go beyond it, become service dogs. And we have Danny, who is the leader of our training, to thank for that. We have a waiting list of veterans that want to participate.
Very, very cool. Mr. La Russa, when anyone hears your name, the Cardinals clearly pop to mind and your great success in St. Louis. I'm curious for your reaction to the Cardinals deciding to move on from Mike Matheny last week.
Well, I'm disappointed in the sense that I know Mike, great teammate, and envied. A lot of us are envious of his success. I mean, you look at his one-loss record. It's really historic. But I also was involved with that organization for 16 years, and I know how smart they are about what they're doing. So it's hard to understand in some ways, but I trust the organization. Wish them both the best.
What type of manager, you mentioned your time with the franchise, what characteristics are needed to be successful in a market like St. Louis? And does a guy like Joe Girardi, does he have those characteristics that would make him successful if he were to be the guy in St. Louis next?
I'd ask Joe the one question. Does he love dogs, and does he understand if dogs can help veterans? I'd ask him a couple of days from now, has he watched the video and shared it? And then if he answers yes to all that, then he would be a good guy. Joe's got to have had his remarkable career, and I'm sure they're going to have some good candidates. Like it's a torn between respecting the organization and respecting Mike Matheny, and yeah. I try to do both.
Very much so. You're currently with the Red Sox, and we had Dave O'Brien, the voice of the Red Sox, on the show yesterday, and I asked him a question about Mookie Betts, and I'm curious if you would agree with me and with OB that Mookie Betts right now is the best player in the game. Is that a fair statement?
Here's my answer to that, man. You get asked a lot who's the best, and if you pick out one person you disrespect, is he the best player in the game, and you disrespect some of the other great players, so I learned years ago that the best way to handle that is to say he's in the conversation. Mm. That way it gives him credit. If you don't disrespect some of the other great players around having great years. But Mookie has been a pleasure to watch, and I happen to know I keep working this in there. I happen to know he's a dog guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to help us get that $500,000 from the Dog Chow.
I'll ask you to give some information for folks that would want to get more information about ARF here in just 1 second, but I do have one more baseball question. And Chris Sale tonight is going to start the All-Star game. Third straight year he will start the All-Star game. Does Chris Sale belong in the conversation? You mentioned the conversation. Does he belong in the conversation about the greatest all-time pitchers in Major League Baseball history?
Well, he definitely does. The one qualification is the greatest pitchers have longevity. And all Chris has to do is put together a whole bunch of years like he's doing, which I have no doubt that he will. But he definitely belongs in that conversation. He's been great since the day he showed up. He continues to do it and get better. Don't you think just put him in a conversation is a good way to answer?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to say, you know, if Bob Gibson was this or the Sandy Koufax or Tom Seaver. They're all included.
Yeah, I would agree. I agree completely with the longevity conversation, in particular in the postseason as well, which is the one thing that is lacking from his resume when it comes to being successful in the playoffs. A lot has to do with what Alex Cora has done this year, trying to keep him healthy. And, you know, Alex Cora is a guy you've seen you work. How would you assess, you know, it's only one half of baseball so far for Alex Cora with the Red Sox, but you have to be impressed with what he's done with this team so far with the best record in baseball, right?
Well, I knew that I met him. He's very well respected. He's an amazing. You think he's been managing 7 or 8 years already? He's going to manage as long as he wants to. He has an outstanding staff, and I think also that he's a member of the Dog Chow Service Dog Salute Program. I got to get that in there before we leave, man. Thanks.
Absolutely, we'll wrap it on that. Dogchow.com/service to get more information about ARF as they're trying to turn rescues into service dogs to help veterans with PTSD. Mr. La Russa, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight.
All right, and next time call me Tony, please. Thank you.
Sure thing, sir. That is the On the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.